Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kiss 98.5. It's Jana and Nick here. We welcome to the show from The Voice, Cammie Clooney. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
So excited, Cammie, for everything that's happening right now. A four-chair turn on The Voice. Tell us how that felt and what that day was like for you.
Well, I mean, it felt amazing. That day was, it was pretty nerve-wracking. So, like, backstage, honestly, I felt pretty calm for some weird reason. But once I got on stage, I felt like kind of the adrenaline start to go, because it was like, oh my gosh, I finally realized, like, I'm actually singing in front of these four celebrities. And once they all turned, it was just, it meant the world to me. I mean, I wasn't even expecting maybe one, you know, and I got all four. So
leading up to your performance, tell me what that day was like at NBC Universal Studios. Like, what is it like to be a contestant auditioning in front of those judges?
Basically, we just, we all sit backstage, everyone who's auditioning. And because of COVID, we had to do it a little differently. Like, we had to wear a mask basically anywhere we went when we weren't on camera. So we had to do our own hair and makeup. We had a limited time with the touch-up people. And so about, I'd say, eight of us would sit backstage in our own little square to social distance. And then basically we went up on stage, sang our song, and then went off. And then the next group of people would come in and do the same thing.
Cammie, how much guidance and direction do they give you when it comes to your song choice, your style, accompaniment, all that stuff? Like, how much do they control that, or do they let you do your own thing?
We have to choose from a list, because they have to have certain approved songs so that they have the rights to it. And basically, I choose like a list of what songs I would like to sing, and then they help me choose from that list which song that I should sing for my audition. So it's kind of both. I do get to have my own say in it, but ultimately it does have to come down to what's allowed on the show.
But it's kind of like a chess game, because the songs have to get better and better and better each week. So do you save, like, Dreams, Fleetwood Mac? Do you save that till the end when you know you can really kill that song?
Yeah, that's honestly a very good idea. I don't think I necessarily save it, but I do have, like, songs in the back of my head because the list does change. So, like, every round we kind of get a new list of songs to choose from. And for the live, a little bit different.
At what point do you get to go to John Legend's house for dinner? Because that's when I want to become your absolute best friend.
Oh, my gosh, I wish. That'd be so much fun.
Uh-huh, exactly. What made you pick John Legend as your coach? I think it was a great choice.
Thank you. Honestly, before I went on stage, I was kind of thinking all four of them. I know, like, on the show, they made it seem like I was either going with John or Gwen, but I was really debating all four of them. I'm a huge fan of every single one of them. And I think I wasn't expecting a four-chair turn. So it was very in the moment. And I mean, John's an EGOT winner, you know? So I was like, I think this guy can really help me. And I think that my music taste is kind of like his. And so it was definitely a spur of the moment decision, and I'm glad I went with it. But I'm so thankful that the other coaches turned too, because I'm such a fan.
You say EGOT, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony, EGOT.
Yep.
So, Cammie, you've got some theater background, and I saw your picture in front of Shays with your name on the marquee. That was pretty cool. Get everybody up to speed, kind of your highlights of growing up in Buffalo and stuff you've done locally before now the world can see you. How does Buffalo know you?
Well, I've done theater since I was 11, and I danced since I was 4. So I went to Academy Theater Arts in high school and middle school. So you might have seen me at some performances there. I also went to Mount St. Mary's, and then I switched to Christian Central Academy. So I did performances at both of those schools. And then I've done national anthems all over at the Bills, at the Sabres, Bisons. And I also play gigs, like, basically all around at different restaurants and bars.
So when do you go back to Los Angeles? I know they're still doing blind auditions. They do those tonight. When are you back in L.A.? What's the timing?
So I can't technically say if I'm going back to L.A. because only the people that go back are in the live shows. So I can only say the next round is the battles and then the knockouts and then the live shows.
Did you know about Blake and Gwen before the world found out about Blake and Gwen's engagement?
I did not. I saw it on Instagram yesterday and I got super excited because...
All right, so I need to know, when you're doing the audition, like when I'm watching it on TV, I hear that big sound before, like when they hit the button and then you hear boom, and then the chair turns around. Is that the sound you hear while you're singing, and how do you not jump up and down with joy?
Actually, that is a sound that they added in later. So, like, when I was closing my eyes when I was singing, I didn't even realize, like, that they turned around yet, which is kind of nice because that if that... that sound did happen, I think it would have jolted me a little bit more. it was hard to keep calm even without the sound. So,
I have a question about the blind auditions. I know it's all about the voice, but then you want to, you know, look a certain way because it's TV. Did you pick your personal look on stage? Because the girl I saw on the stage on The Voice is different than I'm seeing you in real life all around in the pictures that you post. Tell me about sort of your style game that you chose for the blind auditions.
Yeah, so basically it's kind of like the song list. Like, I brought in some outfits that I'd like to wear, and then they chose what they thought would look best. I brought in those jeans, and they're just comfy jeans that I wear, and they kind of, and that blazer, and they just kind of made an outfit out of it. I know it definitely is a little bit more conservative and casual than I would usually wear. But I'm kind of glad, because I think it really went with the song. Definitely in the next round, I'm going to be a little bit more glammed up, but I really liked that outfit, and I hope people aren't jolted by the next one.
How competitive do you feel the vibe was when you were getting ready to audition? Was everybody like kind of listening to each other like, oh, they're really good or stuff like that?
Honestly, it really wasn't competitive at all. Like, I think this season, maybe it's a little different because of COVID, but we all really like bonded over this shared experience of having to quarantine and do everything differently. And it was just all support. Like, it didn't feel competitive at all. Like, we all became friends even before the auditions. And it was just, like, when we were backstage, it was just, like, cheering each other on. Like, it was, it still isn't. It still isn't really any competition between.
As you move deeper and further into the competition, we hope, how can we in Western New York and Buffalo in your hometown help you?
Well, Buffalo has definitely been very supportive so far, and I'm so thankful. There's a Team Cammy Facebook group on Facebook, obviously, and you can join that and find all my social media handles from there. And I think you really can get immediate posts on that group, whether instead of like going on my Facebook page or my Instagram page, because that's really up to the algorithm of Facebook and Instagram. But also you can follow me on Instagram at Cammy Clooney, Twitter at Cammy Clooney, and then Facebook, Cammy Clooney Official, and TikTok, Cammy Clooney.
When do we see you on television next?
So next week is still the blind auditions, and then the week after that, the battles start, and I'm not sure whether I'll be on that week or the next week, but I'll definitely let everybody know. Or give people hints, at least.
What's the rules now? Like, are you allowed to sing right now? Like, if I asked you to sing on the radio, are you allowed to?
I'm not. So I can't sing, like, on the radio, on the news, or even on my social media.
Listen, you know we have always been behind you, and we're so proud of you. And anything we can do to help with your journey on The Voice and Team John Legend, who we love, we are here for you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Take care. Cammy Clooney from The Voice on KISS 98.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.